I was just learning more about that piece over the weekend. It's actually a fiddler, I believe, out of Ireland who came up with some of the main themes, but working with Trevor Jones on Last of the Mohicans, The Kiss, and Angel Dubois and La Pieta in performance. My name is Mark Wigmore on this Tuesday. You're with The Oasis on the New Classical FM. Our look at arts and culture. Well, I hope you can join me, Mark Wigmore, and the Kindred Spirits Orchestra for Images at an Exhibition, which is an unforgettable evening of imagination, color, and breathtaking symphonic power, Saturday, May 16th, 8 p.m. at the George Weston Recital Hall within the Meridian Arts Centre in Toronto. You'll experience the world premiere of acclaimed Canadian composer Alice Pingyi Ho's Pictures from an Imagined Exhibition, performed by celebrated pianist, certainly a friend of the program, Christina Petrovsky-Quillico. It is inspired by visual art and musical storytelling, and this extraordinary concerto brings paintings to life through sound. During intermission, I'll actually lead a brief discussion with Alice and Christina in the lobby, and then prepare for the monumental grandeur of Anton Bruckner's Symphony No. 8, one of the most powerful and awe-inspiring masterpieces ever written for orchestra. Again, this Saturday, May 16th, 8 p.m. at the George Weston Recital Hall in Toronto, a remarkable musical journey with the Kindred Spirits Orchestra. You can get your tickets at ksorchestra.ca. That's ksorchestra.ca. Alice Pingyi Ho is a Hong Kong-born Canadian composer celebrated for her imaginative genre-crossing works for orchestra, chamber ensemble, opera, dance, and theater. She's based here in Toronto. Her compositions have been performed internationally by leading orchestras and ensembles, and she has received numerous honors over the years. And Canadian pianist Christina Petrovsky-Quillico is an internationally acclaimed performer for her virtuosity, adventurous programming, and dedication to contemporary music. She is a champion of Canadian composers and has premiered and recorded hundreds of new works while also performing major repertoire from the classical canon. And her extensive discography has earned multiple Juno nominations and widespread critical praise. She's also based here in the GTA and a cherished contributor to our playlist here at the New Classical FM. Alice, Christina, welcome to the New Classical FM and The Oasis.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Lovely to be conversing with you shortly.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really glad to have you here. Alice Pingyi Ho, we're going to start with you. This is your composition. I'm very curious as to what you had in mind for Pictures at an Imagined Exhibition, because I know we're going to see artwork on stage from both Wesley Thompson, but as well from Christina. And so tell us how this all comes together.
I am a fan of Christina for many, many years, and we have collaborated in a number of projects actually before this piano concerto. I admire Christina because she's not only a great pianist, but her artwork is stunning. Her collections of oil painting, black and white, all this is very personal, at the same time very human. And she expressed in a performance voice, which is quite unique. And I think this is a very crucial project for me to write for her especially and have her in mind as an artist as well to showcase her. But at the same time, I'm from Hong Kong and I learned about Wesley Thompson. Wesley Thompson is a very well-known contemporary artist, and unfortunately his life cut short. But his painting is spiritual, about landscapes, about ink, this energy of the brush on paper. It's completely different from Christina, because Christina's voice is so human and Wesley is so spiritual. But then I thought this journey to combine the two artists together, to blend the voices of the East and the West through the sonic color of the orchestra and of course the solo piano, will be a very unique journey for the audience to experience. I think the two artists combined, because of my background, I encounter Christina, which is very lucky for me, for so many wonderful experiences and works. And I have connected to Wesley Thompson as well. Just a few months ago, Wesley's sister, Cynthia Thompson, she will come to attend this event and share with us some insights of her brother's journey as an artist. So this is quite incredible.
So, Christina, we're going to see your artwork up on this big screen behind the performance. Tell us about this partnership, working with Alice, taking on this latest project and the journey to getting there.
Well, I've collaborated with Alice on Blaze, which was the first CD we did together of solo piano works. And then we started on this project that is called The Imagined. I even forget how the commission happened. So it's based on paintings, which makes it really pleasurable for me to perform because I love to work with colors and textures. I did the four movements for the solo CD that just came out.
Okay.
But the concerto is a little bit different with an added movement. So that's going to be exciting. And I think the colors will and the drawings will help.
It's an important part of concerts in the modern era. I hear about people doing this all the time, pairing music with visuals. And I think it is can be very helpful for the audience and exciting to play a world premiere for this audience, right? That's
it
always
is.
Exciting.
Yeah.
If you are just joining us, I hope you can be with us on Saturday, the Kindred Spirits Orchestra in Performance, the title of the program, Images and an Exhibition. It's this Saturday, May 16th, 8 p.m. at the George Weston Recital Hall within the Meridian Arts Center in Toronto, North York. You can get your tickets at ksorchestra.ca, and composer Alice Pingyi Ho's Pictures from an Imagined Exhibition gets the world premiere. It is going to be performed by celebrated pianist Christina Petrovsky-Quilico, and then it will be Bruckner 8 in the second half. Both Christina and Alice are here in the studios, and I will be your host that night, and as well, we'll be putting together a Q&A during intermission. So, Christina, you're going to be on stage with your visual art behind you. Wesley Thompson's art is going to be behind you as well. You're going to be playing Alice's music, so that's a lot to consider, a lot of moods to perform for this audience.
Yeah. During the concert, yeah, I'm not going to be looking at the art.
Sure, yeah.
Gotcha.
You'll be busy.
It's not an easy piece, but they're very, very different. And I love the contrast. Mm-hmm. Like the Mystical Mounds, those are my, I love those paintings and the Free Strokes and all that. It just, I think it helps the interpreter.
Yeah.
I'd like to explain this concerto has six movements.
Okay.
With very evocative titles. And let's say the first movement is Carried by the Rivers. And the second, Distant Drums. Correction, second movement is
Free Strokes.
That totally devoted to Wesley Thompson because of his ink painting, his energy, the explosive mentality when he is on ink color. I hope the audience will connect with the inner state of the artist when they hear the music. The third movement is Distant Drum. Distant Drum is actually one of my favorite. It's very abstract. It's not, about drums. It's the inner heartbeat of an artist. Mainly it's Thompson. Uncertainty and the excitement, all this combined in a heartbeat, but it is quite unique. And going to the next movement is Mystical Mountains. Because Thompson has very famed for his collection of spiritual mountains, very well-known across the world, the museum. And then we have Dancing Colors, totally devoted to Christina's bright colors, the energy, the vibrancy, her creativity. And the last movement is called Eclipsing Dreams. Then I combine the two artists together. The image
Go back and forth.
Yeah, intertwine with each other.
You can't help but think of Mussorgsky with Pictures at an Exhibition.
Absolutely.
Are we making a bridge there?
Yeah, yes. The title, I sort of, have a paraphrase.
Right. But simply from the idea of showing us art and giving us music, is that where the comparison ends?
I think in this particular piece, I don't exactly just want to evoke the images of the painting,
right.
but I really want to explore and connect the audience to, let's say, the inner journey, the emotional state, and the spirit of the artist themselves. I think that's more important, the feel of it. By hearing it, they form a mental environment. But in this performance, we're so lucky that we have the permission from Christina and Wesley sisters, her estate, to allow us to have
this
slideshow.
Yeah.
So this is very, very incredible.
How's it working with the orchestra coming together for this?
It's going to be there with difficult concertos. It's nice to have extra rehearsals, which sometimes you don't get from major symphonies.
Of course,
I played with the Toronto Symphony, and Jukka-Pekka Saraste was one conductor that demanded an extra rehearsal for a new concerto that I played. But I know one concerto, we had 1.5 rehearsals, and then you're out there and you play. So I really appreciate the Kindred Spirits is giving us enough rehearsal time. Enough is never enough.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
At least we're having much more fun.
I like this idea, too, that once you're done performing, you'll maybe grab a little glass of water, and then you'll come to the lobby, and the three of us will have a little chat about it again, and maybe you'll share some more feelings, considering you'll have just performed it.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting as we have this performance on Saturday. And then Bruckner 8 in the second half. So we're very, very excited for it. And Alice, this must be a dream come true to some degree to have this player that you worked with before, this art on stage, and watch your artistry come together in real time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm so honored that I can finally write a piece centered on Christina, because not only as a pianist, but also an artist. And I mean, Christina is just, I think she is just a genius to me.
No.
All right. Squirm time. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, she writes terrific music. I loved doing everything.
We are very excited to explore this record and have people see the concert. It's this Saturday. And Christina Petrovsky-Quilico, Alice Pingyi-Ho, a real pleasure. Thank you to both of you for being here. And I'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Once again, the Kindred Spirits Orchestra presenting Images at an exhibition this Saturday, May 16th, 8 p.m. at George Weston Recital Hall, North York Meridian Arts Center in Toronto. And composer Alice Pingyi-Ho's Pictures from an Imagined Exhibition will be on performance, getting a world premiere. Of course, we've just heard from celebrated pianist Christina Petrovsky-Quilico. She'll be in performance, and then Bruckner 8. What an amazing program. I'll be there both to introduce the entire concert and as well give a Q&A in the lobby during the intermission. You can get your tickets at ksorchestra.ca. That's ksorchestra.ca. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM, our look at arts and culture. Let's listen to that new recording. Composer Alice Pingyi-Ho, Pictures from an Imagined Exhibition. And here is Christina Petrovsky-Quilico at the piano.